Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
We do love music here at Vectis Radio, and on the phone now, I have Charlie Doore, who will be on the stage at Ventnor Fringe with Julian Lippmann on Friday the 22nd of July at St Catherine's Church in Ventnor. Welcome to Vectis Radio, Charlie.
Thank you. I'm Charlie Doore, and I'll be coming to the Isle of Wight, and I think this is our fourth visit this time. We seem to have become a little bit of a summer fixture in the Ventnor Fringe Festival, which is wonderful. And I'll be here with my long-term playing partner, Julian Lippmann, who plays with the band Steel Ice Ban. That's his other band. We do a variety of music, actually, because there's about 10 albums to pick from.
That sounds fabulous. I understand you'll be playing some special seasonal songs relating to Christmas. Tell us more about that.
This last Christmas we had was so disrupted by COVID that the first Christmas EP I'd ever made in my life, I mean, this is, I've had quite a long career by now.
Yes.
But I've never made a Christmas record. In fact, I've always avoided it. I've always thought, oh, no, that's not for me. But in September last year, I thought, you know, I had this idea for a song, and I thought, well, why not? So we made this EP, and we had these gigs fixed to promote it and have some fun with it. And of course, what happened was that the pandemic blew up again.
Yes.
And so we weren't able to play it live. So when eventually some of that subsided and people started coming out, I thought, well, why not?
You know, why these not? Songs. Absolutely.
There's one called Santa and Edie, which is about an elderly actor who plays Santa every year at a tiny department store and has a crush on the lady who works at the perfume counter. That's a sort of a strange love story.
That sounds fabulous.
Then there's a song about my dad making me a puppet theatre one Christmas when I was six, and how he was really bad at DIY and how it took him all night. that's the other one. And then there's one which is called When God Met Richard Dawkins, which is about a meeting between it's imaginary, and it's the concept of what would have happened if God, aged 3 years old, had met Richard Dawkins, aged 3 years old. And for people who don't follow science and all that, Richard Dawkins is as famous, well, what can I say? He's written amazing books about science and evolution, but he is very definitely an atheist. And there's always a kind of spat between religion and science. Mm. So I thought I'd kind of try and put that into a little picture. And so what I did was I put them in a situation as little boys waiting in line at Selfridges to see Santa Claus.
That sounds fabulous. Now, you've had a very, very varied career, haven't you, Charlie?
Yes, I like shape-shifting. Started out as an actress, but I've always played music. So I like to do a bit of everything. You know, things don't always happen when you want them to happen in the entertainment business. So it's nice to have lots of different things to do.
It is. So you and Julian have played at Ventnor Fringe four times so far. What would you say is the most exciting thing about this fabulous festival and the island?
Well, what I like about Ventnor is the fact that it's so very different. I mean, as far as I know, there aren't any chain shops there, which is very different. I love the fact that it's such a mixture of buildings and architecture. I love the way it's so randomly up and down. I mean, I love the route from the ferry to Ventnor itself. It's pretty windy. And what I love about the actual fringe is that it's so massively varied. I don't think I know of many other festivals that have such variation. I'm a huge fan of the Book Bus. I always go on about that because I think it's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. And at the first time I went, I think possibly the man who owns it was there in his uniform and everything. Is he still around?
I don't know. I'll have to find out.
Well, that was a treat as well. And, you know, this is our appearance there is all down to Steve Double, who is an amazing promoter and thinks of everything and is the most enthusiastic and just resourceful man who is great at letting everybody know that the thing is on.
Now, I got hold of a copy of the Ventnor Fringe booklet this week. It's more like a magazine, actually. And the diversity of things going on over the festival is huge. I know you were saying that it amazes you that the Fringe Festival here is so diverse. Another thing that I like is that it's in a variation of places. Sometimes yes. It's in a church, whereas where you're going to be. Plus also there's people's own houses, as well as the Big Top and the park and all that sort of thing as well. So it's absolutely fabulous, isn't it?
Yes, last time we were there, after we'd done our sound check, we had a little pause, a little time to kill, and we walked down to the Esplanade in time to see somebody riding around, driving a piano and singing.
fabulous.
Brilliant, yeah.
I've not seen really that lovely one. Do you think it'll be back this year?
Well, I hope so. It was really good. And just everything. I mean, there is something for everyone. And the puppets as well. It's not just puppets for young people. It's adult shows, isn't it? And there's burlesque. I mean, it really is everything. It is special, I think.
Oh, it is. And, you know, certainly a lot of people on the mainland may not know about it. But I think it is growing in its popularity.
I think so. Also, in my opinion, anyway, although it's interesting and exciting when you go and see a massive, massive gig in a massive place, I tend to rather like the slightly smaller ones.
Mm.
I prefer a sort of connection with the music or the comedy. And there's lots of that too, of course. It's a bit more like the Edinburgh Festival in that sense.
Yes. So, Charlie, if you can tell us when and where your gig with Julian Littman is going to be today.
Yes, we'll be at St Catherine's Church. It's a lovely church. It has a very musical vicar as well. It's nice to be playing in a place where you know that music is not only appreciated but played. In fact, I think the vicar is doing a gig of his own in the first half of somewhere else. And he's only able to come to our gig in the second half because he's doing his own gig.
Oh, how fabulous is that?
Which is great. But just to add, we are multi-instrumental, and so people can expect very varied stuff from my last 10 albums, and we both swap instruments virtually for every song.
I've been looking at the write-up for Ventnor Fringe, and it does say that you have an absolutely diverse group of instruments to play. Are you coming over in a lorry?
we're coming over in a very full car. Yeah, my car has to be able to put in what we bring with us. So there's three guitars, two ukuleles, one baritone ukulele. We bring our own piano. We bring a harmonium, mandolin. It's absolutely chock full. We can't see out of the back.
How fabulous. It sounds like you're going to have a gorgeous time.
Well, I hope so. Yes, we always like our Ventnor audiences. In fact, on my page on Facebook and on Twitter, there's a picture of one of the years when I turned around on a stage and took a picture of the audience, and they're all waving, and it's that's very characteristic of a Ventnor audience.
Oh, that's so wonderful, isn't it? Now, just to reiterate, you're at the Ventnor Fringe. You're there on Friday the 22nd of July at 7:30 at St Catherine's Church. How can people get tickets?
They can go to the Ventnor Fringe site. If they're actually on the island, they can go to the Ventnor Exchange and get tickets there in person. That's a very nice place to visit.
It is.
I think it's that they do great coffee, and I think you can have a drink there as well.
I think you can. There's all sorts goes on in Ventnor Exchange.
so you can get one in person, or you can visit my site, which is charliedore.com, and there'll be a link there where you can just buy online. It's a very reasonable £12 these days, which is about what my car does to the gallon, you know.
Oh, Charlie, I wish you the best of luck, yourself and Julian, this weekend. Thank you so much for speaking to us here at Vectis Radio.
Your local station, Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
I hope so too. Thank you so much, Charlie.